Tunnel to Tower CEO Frank Sillar honors first responders on 22nd anniversary of 9/11. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on September 9, 2023. Tunnel to Towers Foundation CEO Frank Sillar joined host Matthew Boyle on Breitbart News Saturday to tell the stories of his brother and other heroic first responders who lost their lives during the September 11, 2001, terrorist attack. Sillar told Boyle the heroic story of his youngest brother, a New York City firefighter who lost his life on September 11, 2001. Listen. The first mission of Tunnel to Towers Foundation is to make sure we never forget. And how we do that is to make sure we commemorate the anniversary of 9/11. We should remember how they died for us. Not just my brother, a New York City firefighter. What he did on September 11th, he ran from the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, which is nearly 2 miles long. It was closed for security reasons. And he ran through it with 60 pounds of fire gear on his back, up West Street into the South Tower up those stairs. And while saving other lives, he gave up his own and left behind a wife and 5 beautiful children. He was youngest of 7 kids, he was the youngest brother, and was tremendous loss. And we started, you know, the foundation in his memory and his honor. And I can't believe it's 22 years ago. And I miss him like it was yesterday, Sillar told Boyle. Sillar also highlighted stories of other first responders who lost their lives on that day. Sillar discussed one New York firefighter who was seen dragging somebody away from the towers. The family thought he was okay. But no, he kept on doing it. He went back and he gave his life, Sillar said. The man in the red bandana, Wells Crowther. This kid went to work. He brought a bandana with him every day, just in case there was a call to action. He trained in EMS. He was not a New York City firefighter. He was a volunteer. He just was ready for a day when he was going to get called upon. He put his bandana on that day and was going up and down those stairs, getting people out. So many people told his story. His parents didn't know what happened to him that day. They heard people talk about there was some kid in there, young man that saved me. He wore a red bandana. Wells Crowther, unbelievable story, Sillar said. Jean Raggio, Port Authority cop, pulled his wife and said, / I'm okay honey, I'm okay. I'm outside. He was known as the mayor of the Twin Towers because he knew everything about it. But he had to go back in because he had to help people. And he left behind a wife and a daughter who's just about ready to get married, Sillar said. These are the stories that have to be told of heroism of not just firefighters, not just police officers, not just Port Authority cops, not EMS. But everyday people that did courageous things and acts of heroism that day. And it was as sad as was that day. It was a beautiful day in that so many people was so selfless, and made the ultimate sacrifice for other people. That has to be remembered. Sillar then talked about how his Tunnels to Towers Foundation is helping the families of the first responders impacted by the terrorist attack. This September 11th, Monday, we're giving away 22 mortgage-free homes to first responders who have died in line of duty that leave young families behind. This year alone we'll give away over 200 of those homes, Sillar announced. Sillar also announced his foundation pledge to eradicate homelessness amongst our veterans. These veterans went to war for us. They risked their life for us. They saw their buddies get killed or maimed. And they came back to America. And they weren't able to assimilate back into society for whatever reason. All dealing with PTSD, we know that. We want them to get them off the streets into what we call a comfort home, Sillar said. Their 500-square-foot homes that we're building, we're also buying hotels all across America and refurbishing them into apartments for these great. To put them in a veteran village, not a homeless center, not a shelter. Never put them into shelter. We've wanted some dignity back in our lives. We want to make sure they get all the comprehensive services they're going to need to get back into society, Sillar added. That is our promise and we did 2,500. Put 2,500 homeless vets in housing this year and getting them all the work and all the help that they need to get back into society. We're very proud of that. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.